Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, welcome back to another riveting episode of The Bald and the Beautiful. Right off the bat, what's going on over there?
Oh, let me tell you. We got a little James Gum situation happening over here. My face is so torn up and shredded and nasty and horrible.
From drag. Yeah, it's really...
I can't do a lot, Mary. Listen.
Can I say why you can't do a lot?
Sure.
Because you remove your makeup with dish soap and do absolutely no moisturizing.
No, I moisturize. I absolutely moisturize.
You should be using like an oil cleanser or something.
Like Albaline?
Albaline or like a very like Ayurvedic, like simple natural oil cleanser. I mean, just because oil dissolves makeup, so it's a great way to get the makeup off without stripping your face.
But I wanna strip the shingles from the roof. No, I know. I know Dawn is bad. And I like if I have to do
Dawn's not bad, but it's bad if it's like the main event. You know what I mean? You almost should do oil first and then maybe Dawn to remove that.
Well, see, I do oil first and then I do like Dawn first to get off the like to strip the paint, and then I do like a face wash to kind of like, you know, I'm in a noisy room, bitch, and there's just nowhere for me to go.
There's just nowhere.
Listen, if you're at home and you're wondering what is with the boot nasty audio, I'm sorry. I moved to a new apartment and the furniture's not like all in here. It's a little echoey. And also there's a car honking outside and it could be a raccoon. And I don't know. It's just a lot
going
on.
I'm missing an organ and your face is ripped off. They get what they get.
wait. So
They get what they get.
At this point, the dolls are the dolls.
Somebody tweeted me just at Trixie Mattel. At this point, the dolls, the dolls, and nothing makes me laugh. That is so funny to me.
It is. At this point, the pod is the pod.
Oh my God! Don't make me laugh.
Oh
so
shit!
I'm at the point of healing where now it only hurts if I really laugh.
Okay. Well, so going back to your thing. So you want
to
take your temperature?
Yeah. I want to make sure that nothing funny happens. By the way, speaking of me missing work, the Twilight episodes of Netflix were so good.
Oh yeah, they're great. Yeah, we had a good time.
Juju was great, and Fina got me absolutely together.
That AIDS joke, Mary.
I can't believe they kept it in.
I can't either. It was so vicious and brutal and wild. It was so crazy.
I believe the line was.
No dick is worth dying for.
Tell that to gay guys in the 80s.
Yeah, brutal. Absolutely.
I mean, she would know. She was there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also there's an episode, there's another one coming up at some point, I don't know when, with Jinx.
Oh, work.
Yeah. There's another one. But you said earlier, so you were worried about your temperature and you're worried that you have a bum thermometer. You got to go up the bum to get the right temperature.
Do you think, I mean, I got this from the CVS and I'm not saying I'm the best, but I ain't the worst. Like this wasn't the $4 thermometer, but this wasn't the $50 thermometer.
You need rectal temperature, mama.
This thermometer has given me everything from 99.8 to 103 in the past 2 hours.
Yeah, it's no, that's crazy. Like just when you're talking about a difference of a few degrees, making, you know what I mean? That's just not it.
Yeah. Let's see.
What you got there now?
101.4. I mean, that seems possible.
Okay.
That's not true, Ellen. You were invited. Have you ever seen that clip?
Are you kidding?
That bitch is braver than the goddamn Marines.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. Actually, Ellen, you know what I realized about her? I was like, wow, she's so ballsy. You know why? Because that's the fucking daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brass cojones.
Melanie Griffith, Don Johnson, giving birth to Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. Melanie Grifter and Don Johnson.
I mean, do you know how much I love Ellen? I feel like we're not ever allowed to say it anymore because people get mad all the time, but that bitch's early stand-up is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Really?
Yes. Her albums Taste This, her album Here and Now. When you think of the fact that she's not swearing, it's not about sex or filth or like, it's just about like
the— What's it about? Tennis shoes?
Just like the human experience of things like, is there a God? Or, you know, cell phones or, you know, like she's just fucking
airplane
funny.
Food.
Yeah. Oh, that bitch is fucking funny. And I don't know her. Maybe she is a huge bitch. Who knows?
Yeah. But apparently she's a monster.
I don't need my daytime or primetime TV hosts to be Care Bears off camera. I really don't.
You want
and
them
I don't
to be
care.
Grizzled ice road truckers, murderers.
I believe that they should be allowed to have bad days or have a bad reaction or bad interaction with someone.
So she raped
let's
a guy.
Let's address the elephant in the room. It's like when people are like mad at RuPaul. I'm like, well, what did you want? Did you want her to call you every day? Did you want her to embrace you and tell you that you're now her best friend?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened, but you know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I don't need to know.
No.
You
know
what? You look so crazy.
I look like Voldemort. Exactly.
Yeah,
like
you really
Voldemort.
Do. By the way, you in this mask going like this. It's too much. How do you think, like, when you think of the, you know, you did it at 8 years ago?
32.
God, that would be like if I did it now.
32. I'm almost 40 and I'm feeling her. I'm feeling her. I'm feeling her up at the fucking dance. I'm feeling up her titties in the back of the car. I'm feeling the wrong side of 40.
Yeah. I'm still at an age where I'm like, people are gender fluid. I'm age fluid a little bit. Like if I'm with David's like 25-year-old friends, I'm like, we're young. But like when I'm talking to you, I'm like, Mary mama.
Mama, these
Mary
bones
mama,
are freaking.
Give up the gig, mama. If they want me, they won't be. If they don't, they don't, gal.
Oh, girl. But yeah, I was guess what, tomorrow. So I've had to wake up 6 a.m. 2 days in a row. For someone like me, that's a lot. Now, guess what my call time is in drag tomorrow? 6:45. Fully painted.
In drag?
In drag. Camera ready. Camera ready. Ready for camera. At 6:45.
Can I just say this? Can I just say this? You brought this on yourself.
I sure did. I said
you
yes.
You sure did.
I said yes to the dress, and now I realize the dress is made with feces.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a shit dress. I'm wearing a human turd dress.
You said yes to the dress, Atlanta.
Mark Turkubs.
I've never seen say yes to the dress. Is it what you think it is? It's just people looking for a dress?
I've never seen it either. I just said that.
It feels like looking for a wedding dress would be like one segment on a show like We're Here. So the fact that it's a whole episode of people looking at dresses is a little puzzling to me.
Yeah.
But you know what though? Straight people fucking love
They love weddings.
Wedding dresses.
Yeah,
and Bridezilla. They love weddings.
They love Bridezilla. They love people going ape shit and crazy and cuckoo and wild and nuts.
Girl, I think we just talked about weddings and
We did. And
so we don't have to go
so
there.
So we can't do it again. Like,
but like, here's the thing. I thought about it. I'm glad I don't have to wear a dress for a wedding. But I also think two men in tuxes is anticlimactic. Where's the gown? Where's the drama? Where's the fantasy?
I completely agree.
The wedding dress sort of is the pièce de résistance.
Yeah. Well, where's the damsel? Like, if you're going to go, like, that's why I think we might have touched on it. But that's why I'm like, oh, see, this is the thing, guys. We don't have to do the straight thing. Like, we don't have to, like, we don't have to do the tux. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
That's what, like, I want, when straight people are like, oh, well, we just tied the knot. When are you guys going to get hitched? I want to turn to them in almost like a stream of consciousness, like from dusk till dawn, like from dusk till dawn, Selma Hayek, Clive Barker, like morph into a demon and look them right in the eyes and go, we're not getting married. We're going on vacation and sucking cock and doing drugs because we don't have kids and we are both self-employed.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. Yeah.
We're gay. Gay!
Yeah. I just always felt like I laid down the gauntlet of like not participating in any of that the day I told my mom I was gay. And I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I put in my time. I've done my two weddings. You know, I'm not like, that's it. That's it.
And I think it's about controlling women. I know not everybody feels that way, but I think it's about controlling women. Okay? Okay? Okay.
Tell about it. Talk about it.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I feel like we can't carry these traditions on that are clearly linked to like owning women.
Yeah.
And then pretend that they're not. The same reason we have to acknowledge things like the cops being established to, you know.
Yeah.
Like oppress people of color. Like we have to trace the lines, people.
Where's the line? Follow
the money.
Where's the
line? Yeah. That being said, I love going to weddings and I love cake, bitch.
You don't have to go to a wedding to get cake.
I know, but it's free.
You like doing that stupid chicken dance, don't you? Oh, don't laugh. Oh. Dire straits. So you had your appendix taken out. We've touched on it, but how is the convalescence? How's the recovery?
It's the pain is almost gone, and I'm supposed to DJ Evita tonight, and I'm not feeling well, to be honest. I'm not feeling well. At the time of this podcast, I've already
she's a sick woman.
Started to mull it over that I might have to call in the dogs tonight and not be able to go.
Yeah. Now, were you going to DJ and drag, were you?
I was going to do 90 minutes. I pulled
90
out,
minutes?
Yes, I pulled out a fabulous set of some new disco and some disco and some house music and some tech and some I have a great set planned. I've been planning it for days. I already put all the music on a hard drive. I already pulled. And because of my stitches, I pulled an outfit that's a caftan that I could be nude underneath.
Good, yeah.
I was planning to make this happen. So I got my Dayquil because guess what, Mary? The fever is back. This is my like fourth fever in 3 weeks.
Are there any doctors in the crowd? Are there any doctors in the crowd?
Mary,
any, like immunologists or like a specialist? Anybody, ears, nose, and throat guys? Like what's going on?
I have two minds about it because I've never been sick this long without sniffles, coughs, sore throat, none of that.
Is it Munchausen? Is it fucking Munchausen, baby?
It could be. Stockholm. Stockholm Munchausen.
Munchausen by Stockholm.
But I also think when people in our position talk constantly about their ailments, it's not becoming. So
no, nobody wants to hear about you.
My options are to either share with the audience what my plight is because they care about me or collapse silently and leave people wondering what happened.
Well, there's got to be a middle ground.
Okay, basically, I've been sick for about 4 weeks, almost 4 weeks.
It's crazy.
I have a constant lightheadedness, constant thirst.
Dizziness.
On and off, yes, dizziness, on and off diarrhea, loss of appetite. Appetite will be gone for days at a time.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's crazy. I go to a doctor like twice a week to try to see what's happening, get my blood checked, get my pee checked. It's horrible. And then I got my appendix out, which maybe is part of it. Who knows? I mean, I'm just reaching inside and pulling out organs at this point to see what happens.
So you got the appendix. Let's get the gallbladder next.
I've never been sick longer than maybe 5 days. So this, my heart goes out to anybody with chronic illness. I mean, this is horrible. It's horrible.
It's fucking horrible.
Let me tell you about your health. You take it for granted.
Oh yeah.
And you know what's not conducive to being sick?
What?
Drag, bitch.
No.
Drag, bitch. No. If I could go sit at the front desk at Petco at a register, sick, I would. Yeah. Cross-dressing sick. Cross-dressing already is sick.
It is sick. It's sick and rotten, and it's only further exacerbates any symptoms of illness, for sure.
So what's going to happen to your face tomorrow when you have to put makeup on?
I guess we'll find out.
Do you know what you're serving?
It'll be fine.
Do you know what you're serving?
Hellraiser?
Pam in True Blood when she's in that coffin and that curse is on her.
Oh, totally. I should put a wig on. Oh. Oh my God. When he told me the call time for today, I was like, I had that moment. I was like, he's got to be joking. He's got to be joking. I was like, well, why would he joke about that? And then he sure wasn't joking. He's serious.
So what time are you getting up to put makeup on? 3:30?
So,
4?
No, I'm getting up at 4:30.
To go to set by 4 to 5 and then start putting makeup on by 5?
No, I'm getting picked up in drag. Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I feel horrible. I feel horrible about it. I got to tell you. Because not only that, though, it's not like I thought he was going to be like, it's an early call time, but don't worry. It's an early day. He said, it's an early call time. And unfortunately, it's a very long day.
Why don't you just come in my house and put a gun up my ass and fire it? Like, I was going to complain about my week, but...
No. I mean, you can complain.
I had to be in drag. You know, we were filming Trixie Motel right now, and we had to go 50 minutes out of Palm Springs to another location, and Oprah says to never go to a second location. And we were filming in drag outside somewhere. What? Yeah, in the desert.
No.
Can we go back to a time where I was in drag at midnight in dark nightclubs?
Oh, yeah.
At 8 o'clock? What is this well-lit environment before noon? Like, what?
I know. It's funny. Like, I do appreciate, like, you know, do a day job, like doing jobs during the day and like not being up really late at night. But then something about, like, I remember when being in drag at 8 o'clock p.m. was early.
Girl, sorry, I got another Venmo request. People, my Venmos.
the fans
have my Venmo and they constantly request money.
Why? Oh, because you're rich.
This person says, I'm a comedian. Let's see. Let's read the Venmo requests and decide whether or not they're valid and what they're asking for.
I'll be the judge. I'll
be the judge. Before we do that, let's take a break.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Now let's get in here. By the way, I've never given any of these people money, so I don't know who they're. If they're fans of me, they know I don't just give away money, honey. Okay. Let's see. What are they asking for? Crypto meth. Crypto meth.
DJ Crypto meth coming at you.
TGI Crypto meth. DJ Crypto meth.
Yeah, that's me.
I found a DJ named DJ Tanner, which is the name of one of the characters from Full House.
Full House. Yeah, that's good.
That's sickening, good. Honey. That's sickening, bitch.
Bitch, that's so sickening, bitch.
Bitch.
Are you watching Dracula?
I have not seen Dracula yet, but are you on it this week?
I was just on it last week, and let me just say that they are turning the parties down at the Dracula. Can I say that on Drag Race when people are crying because they don't know how to install a invisible zipper? People on Dracula are over there doing Avengers.
I know. They're crying because someone has an ice pick up their ass.
Like, they're crying because they're getting in a coffin to be buried alive and have snakes poured on their face. Meanwhile, on Drag Race, they're like, I don't know how to do a fitted bodice.
Yeah. What's the most gruesome thing so far in Dracula?
The exterminations are pretty horrible. Spoiler alert, I won't say who. These two queens had to stick their arms into leech-filled waters and let leeches suck on them.
No, thank you. No. Yeah, it's
pretty crazy.
Oh, the brothers Boulette, they are so wild.
They are on their own level. They're on their own journey. They're doing their own thing. And it's
yeah.
They put them through it. I'm sorry. I know it's $100,000. My ass would walk for any of these. Like, I would leave when they say, you're getting in this hole. I would go, no, I'm not.
No, like, I'm not. I'm leaving right now.
But I guess at this point in season 4, they know what they're getting into, right? Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. You don't go into that show unless you're like, you're kooky, ooky, spooky, kooky, wookie.
When I was judging Queen of the Universe.
Wait, mama. What's the Venmo request?
I'm trying to find them. How do you find? Okay, this person says, trans comedian filming a special tonight. Need to promote. And they're requesting $50.
$50?
I mean, I love that, but I can't give you money. I'm sorry.
$5.
This person says $15. Bestie, I need a drink.
No drinks. Dry mouth.
$100 for weed and vodka to watch my cousin Vinny.
No. These people are getting wild.
$100. I'm a broke college student.
No.
It's crazy.
Any abortions?
This person, $100. It's my birthday.
No.
Oh, I love this. Okay, I'm going to actually do this.
Okay.
So this person requests $1. Help a fag out.
Oh, I love that. Don't make it public, though.
You know what? I can't say yes to any of these because we're setting a precedent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Actually, okay. Yeah.
This one, oh my God. This one requests $5 and says, teeny weeny tot foundation donation. What the fuck is that?
Do I give $5 for the teeny weenies?
Yeah, could I have $5 for the teeny weenies? This person asked for $5,000 for a MacBook and rent.
Where do they live in? New York City, baby? That's a lot of rent.
Oh, this person's simple. $5. Can I get Duncan, babe? I have to go to therapy.
No.
I can't give away money. No. I'm sorry. I mean, you know what? I do give away money, but not all the time and not to people on Venmo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know you. I don't know your life.
Oh. I just made a generous donation to the Vanderpump Dog Foundation because it was Lisa's birthday. And I was like, what do you buy somebody who drives a Rolls Royce?
Yeah, give someone who needs money, a millionaire.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to count her money, but I'm sure hundreds of millions of dollars.
And oh, really? Like, it's that much?
Yeah, I think she rolls like that.
Oh, so perfect. I was like, so she's definitely, she's in dire need.
So I was like, I'll just give her a donation to her charity.
Yeah.
Because that's like, she doesn't need anything.
No.
It's just my brother's birthday. It's my brother's birthday yesterday. And he was like, I was like, what do you want for your birthday? He's like, just get, what did he say? Get me an oddity. That's what I usually do for you.
What? An oddity?
He said, if I wanted something, I would have bought it already. He's, you know, a successful attorney.
Mama, I feel that though. I feel that. So,
yeah, and he's 5 years older than me. Like, what am I going to buy my 75-year-old brother? So then he sent me a picture of him in his ice shack. So I was like, oh, I'll get him. He's ice fishing. I'll get him some ice fishing paraphernalia. Yeah. I'm Googling ice fishing, trying to figure out what anything is. Like, what? Why don't I give you a bag of ice and some fish, and then you can figure it out.
Has he seen the movie Grumpy Old Men, maybe on VHS? Send him a nice – there's a lot of ice fishing factors in heavily to the plot in that movie. So maybe he'll enjoy that.
And maybe he'll relate to it as the years advance.
Yeah. Well, that's me and you, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you seen The Grumpy Old Man?
Of course. That hot bitch.
Anne Margaret. And jumping in the snow, going back in the sauna, screaming. Love that.
Yeah. Anne Margaret. Hot bitch.
Snowmobiling down the street at like midnight.
Have you ever seen her in the movie Tommy?
Oh, beans, mama. Beans sticking out.
The way she – I hate to say this – but the way she ate
She ate. She shitted on them.
Speaking of people who eat, the gays, I'm just going to say this. This was the first year I've sat home and looked at Halloween costumes all week for Halloween because, you know, I'm in socials. I wasn't at the gig.
Yeah.
It's gay men do better with these Halloween costumes. You are not serving with your fucking terrible Halloween costumes.
I'm pretty much over the gay, I just want to be a slut thing.
But just do that. Uh-huh. Some of these are like, I don't know about an Amazon wig.
What was the tea this year? What was it, all Squid Game and shit?
It was a lot of like, oh, we're going to gag the children. Nobody's going to go a Squid Game.
The number one popular show in the world.
If I had been out on Halloween and seen people at Squid Game, I would have been that girl and turned around and started shooting people.
He would have shot them.
If you go out on Halloween in a Squid Game outfit, you are inviting being shot.
You're going to get sniped, mama. Sniped.
Did you clock any good costumes at the gigs?
Well, at the girls at the Dracula Ball always turn it. Absolutely.
Unreal.
And there I am with my underboob. I'm like, girl, I don't. I'm like.
By the way, meanwhile, Alaska filled in for me at Halloween, and I noticed that she also served a body illusion.
She sure. It was incredible.
In a way that perhaps.
Oh, eclipsed mine a bit. Well, oh yeah. I gave underboob. She gave everything else.
She gave like.
Thigh. Pussy. Yeah,
like a real ass. Woman.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But yeah, it was great from the stage. It was incredible. Incredible.
I read your Substack about your situation. I don't want to ruin it for people. Go read the Substack, but I can't believe
that's just part one. I don't know what is wrong with me. I think I need to be institutionalized again. I think someone needs to step in and be like,
and step on.
And what are you doing? You need to take a look at the things that you're doing in your life, bitch, and you need to do different things.
Yeah.
You need to think about what you're doing and do something else.
And you need to do something else, honey. Honey, you need to go in a new direction.
You need to figure things out because you don't know what's going on, you fucking stupid bitch.
Do you have
bitch.
A YouTube channel?
You gotta, yeah. You know what happened? Do something else, you whore.
This is only a minor pivot. I was watching straight porn for a while, and now my Pornhub constantly is suggesting straight porn, and I was like, it was a phase.
It was a phase. Yeah.
Like, do I have to use like ExpressVPN and like wipe? Do I have to screen wipe? Do I have to factory reset my phone?
To get
gay porn.
You got to get a different profile on that Pornhub, a little straighty. I've been watching the straight porn. I was doing a porn fast and then I broke it. Whatever. It's fine.
A porn fast? Were you trying to do like the Spartans? Like no jerk off November?
No. I was not trying to not masturbate. I was trying to just resensitize my nervous system to if you don't hook up with people for a while and you just look at porn, that's like porn and sex are just the only thing. Do you know what I mean?
That has never happened to me, but I know that does happen to people.
Yeah, it happens a lot. I mean, people have like mondo porn addictions. I don't have porn addiction, but like, it's like, you know, it gets your nervous system gets sensitized to just looking at stuff and that's it. So I wanted to get back to the place where I could like jerk off without any visual stimulation.
Yeah. Can I ask I think we should have a sensitive conversation
about big hogs.
No.
Oh.
As I've become more of an ally to trans people in my life through learning more about trans people, I think, how many times in my life have I maybe come close to being with a man who does not have a penis?
Mm-hmm.
And would I have been at a place in my life where that would have like stunned me or like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in this situation before.
If Dave and I ever broke up, like, and I dated again and somebody we were dating or we were hooking up and it was a man who had different equipment.
Yeah.
I think at this point I would be like.
Down for it. Yeah.
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 But I think like younger, I'm like, I'm glad that never happened to me when I was like 21 because I don't think I was equipped with like the knowledge or empathy to like handle
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think I would have been like, well.
I know.
You know.
Absolutely. I mean, thinking about the way that I handled like rejection in general.
Like, exactly.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's no way I would have handled that diplomatically or compassionately. I would have made things horrible for both of us. But that happened to me a couple times, and I think because for me, because like I tend to get so fixated on what's going on in the back. I'm looking for that dumper. You know what I mean? It's not really, it's not a huge factor because I don't look for, I'm never looking for hung.
Yeah. Like I want the connection in general, but I guess like what I'm saying is like 10 years ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Even if I had the connection, I think it would have record scratched me in the moment.
You'd be like, wait, no, I can't do that. Right. Exactly.
I mean, I remember my first boyfriend in college was uncircumcised and even that took me like off guard.
Wow. Because
I'd never been with somebody uncircumcised. So now I think I'm at a place.
Yeah.
I could have healthy, consensual relationships with a lot of different types of people.
It's too bad that none of them will have it with you.
Well, if this sickness takes me, I think I'll just turn off the alarm on my house and just let people come by. You know how people do a wake? It's kind of like a wake. Yeah, except people are just deep dropping hot loads.
Oh, my God.
And we could keep my body warm.
Oh.
Somehow.
Yeah. Are people watching? Did you see the season finale of What We Do in the Shadows?
Bitch.
I love that show.
And can I just say
this? I love that show. We got to get Guillermo in the pod.
Harvey's available Sunday if you can.
Oh my God. We have to.
We have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx it, but we may or may not have someone from the show. That is the funniest show on television.
So good.
And I know that because I watch one show and that's it.
Yeah, so, it's so good. I just finished it last night, the third season, and it's just so fierce. And it's so funny and so fierce. And I love it so much.
So funny. It reminds me of The Office in the sense of like, it's an ensemble show where every single person is my favorite.
Yeah.
And for different reasons.
And it is like, it's that interview types, that mockumentary style as The Office. And everybody's just good. Everybody's good. And the script is so fucking good. The script is so good. It's so funny. The writing is incredible.
It's like a joke a second. And the fact that they have gotten such a loyal audience now, you can tell that they're getting more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they get to be more absurd and ambitious with the storylines and like the special effects. I mean, the special effects on this show, I don't know if you remember the first episode where they meet the Count and it's like the best vampire makeup I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
On a pilot of a TV show.
I know. I know. But it's not like they do. It has a charming quality. It's not like so incredible. Like they do still do some of the effects are kind of, they're not boo boo, but they're like, they're folky in a way, you know, like where it's not like watching the Avengers, you know, it still has that kind of like down earth feel. I don't know how to describe that, but.
And there's some of the running jokes, like every time, they go to fly and they Laszlo yells bat. Yeah, it's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
And they really commit to it. Or like the Nadia's little doll now just a regular character.
Yeah. It's so cute. It's so cute.
Some of those episodes, the one where they meet their ghosts of themselves is so good.
Yeah. I was so into this season with the cult leader, the anti-vampire cult leader.
Yes!
It was so crazy. It was so batshit.
I could tell that that was not going to be a long storyline, but I would have been ready for it to be the whole season.
Absolutely. It was so, and the fucking, the siren, that like chicken lady siren, it was like so bizarre. It's so crazy.
What about when Laszlo's like, when Nandor's like, I can prove I'm human and starts singing that song. Like that's the test of being a human. Cooked ahead to the side and said, I'm angry. 5 days. So stupid.
Yeah, really stupid.
I mean, that is such a funny show. I don't even know where to, like, and also the sets.
I know.
Watch them in these sets and you're like, this is fucking crazy.
So good. So good.
The budget.
I hope we get to talk to him. I can't wait to meet him. He's such an amazing character.
Vampires, he has stolen the show.
I mean, there was that whole, there's been a few times, but like the scenes where he's just taking out vampires, like the fight scene in this one with him and Laszlo is hysterical. So good.
So fucking funny.
So good. So good. He's just so much smarter than these people who are hundreds of years old.
Also, the opening credits. Every time I watch it.
Yeah. I do too, actually.
The pictures of them older, picture of Guillermo, like, with the vampire makeup on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
The picture of Nadja in the 80s looking like Susie Sue. It's, like, so cute.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
It's so good. And I also love when they're explaining like vampire lore and they cut to these whack ass violent illustrations. Very your tea.
Yeah, it is my tea.
You should see if you can draw some for them. Be like, I want to draw one of these.
I would take out the trash for them. I would do anything.
You would be good on that show. Maybe there's an episode where they'll go to like a gay bar.
Yeah. Kill me.
What about the fact that, not to ruin it for everyone, what about the fact that in RuPaul. And what about the fact that in this reality, if you've ever played a vampire on a movie or TV, you're a real vampire. So funny.
So good. They called Scott Bakula because Bakula, they thought he was Dracula. It's so stupid.
Or what about when they have the vampiric council and Wesley Snipes is on a Zoom?
Yeah.
What so the good. Evan Rachel Wood?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. So funny. So funny. And Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
Yeah. This off the
By the
chain.
Way, speaking of vampires, I couldn't believe I watched your recap of Twilight with Fina, and I maybe haven't seen those movies all the way through in a long time.
They're
that
so bad.
That ending fight scene that turns out to be a dream.
A vision, mama. A vision
with
of
the
what?
Heads popping off.
Heads popping off. Yeah. With no blood. Not a drop of blood. Just no, popping them like Fanning. Pez. No, L Fanning. L Fanning. I said Dakota. It's L Fanning.
No, Dakota Fanning is that bitch with the red eyes who makes people be in pain.
Oh, Dakota Johnson is. Wait.
Dakota Fanning is in this movie.
Who is L Fanning?
L Fanning is Dakota Fanning's sister.
Younger sister?
I believe
who would
younger.
Play her?
Dakota Fanning would play her. They look a lot alike.
But
those movies
are
crazy. And you know, yeah, we are done, but can I just say this?
Yes.
I was watching your recap of it going, people really like this though. It's not a joke to people.
Oh,
people
no. It's a worldwide, that woman is rich.
Yeah.
Rich.
But is it 50 Shades? Are people like, I'm assuming most of the fans of it are women, cis women. And are they jerking it to vampires biting them? Is that the appeal?
I really honestly don't know because
Is it the romance of like, I want to kill people, but not you, never you?
I don't know. I mean, because I've jerked it to Anne Rice novels. That was my vampire porn.
Anne Rice?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, you don't know Anne Rice? Like Interview with the Vampire?
She did. Oh.
Yeah.
I guess there's like an exchange. I mean, vampires are sexy, but not in Twilight.
Well, I mean, we don't think they're sexy. I don't think they're sexy, but people were very, and there's also that rivalry, like, you know, the gaunt, like intellectual guy or the, it was like brains versus brawn essentially maybe, or like the broody guy versus the brawny guy.
Or like the guy imprinting on the baby.
Mama, I don't even know what
Wolf's
that fucking
babies.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. Stay away from that baby. Where is that damn baby?
I don't know.
But that
Polar Express face. I fucking couldn't take it. And you know about the robot baby.
I do. I've seen it. I've seen her.
I changed my Twitter picture to her like every couple months for a few days. Just to check in.
On Renesme.
On Renesme, honey.
That's three Girl. Different names. You name my baby after Loch Ness Monster? Get out of town. She had to deliver that line.
I don't even blame her. Who would blame her?
Who would pay her?
Okay, all right, bye.
Thank you, everybody. Goodbye. We'll see you next week, hopefully with Guillermo.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small,
indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.